Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf, and we are on Tzadi Tesma Beis. We'll start with a Gemara, just one Hosafa that I found last night, and that is, it's a classic Reuven Margolis thought that he has in one of his Sfarim Nitzotzi Aron Shas. Yesterday we had the Machlokas, how the Kruvim were standing, and The sponsor was in this week's shiur, our memory of Mira Bazukar, the mother of Mindy Orlinsky, sponsored by the Orlinsky family. We thank them for the sponsorship, and the neshama should have an aliyah. Again, so Reuven Margolis notes that yesterday we had the machlokas relating to how the kruvim were standing. Were they looking at each other? Were they looking towards the front of the Kodesh Kadashim? We had the machlokas how to answer the stira between whichever pasuk you hold, you have to explain the other pasuk. So, and the Gemara says, Chad Amar Zeh, V'Chad Amar Zeh. So Reuven Margolis says, I'll prove to you which is the Chad, based on 25 other Chazals and Gemaras and Midrashim, knowing all of it on the back of his hand. He says, he quotes, Sheborer, not only maybe, but Borer, the Gemara doesn't even say it, but Borer Sher, the Rebbe Lazar, who Ha'omer Pneihem Ish Elachiv, Umetareit, that he's the one that says, Bizman Bein Yisrael Osir Rusar Shabakom, Ein Osir Rusar Shabakom, because he says, look, Bitsanul Rebbe Lazar Dorish Gam Biyom Adav Gimel, Abachan Omer Mishir Belazar, Kasav Echad Omer Vasisa Lacharonates, Kasav Echad Omer Vasu Aronatse Shitim, Hakeitzad, Kabez Bach Yisrael Osir Rusar Shabakom, Kabez Bach Ein Yisrael Osir Rusar Shabakom. So you have a very similar drasha in the beginning of Besechas Yoma. And if you look in the Yerushalmi and Kiddushin, B'shasha Yisrael Oser Resodo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kruyin Banim, B'shasha Ein Yisrael Oser Resodo Shal Makam Kruyin Avadim. Right, the Gemara, we have a different version of that, Machlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara and Kiddushin, but that's the Yerushalmi. V'hamizbonein b'ma'amorei Rebbe Lazar Yimsa Ki kasher higdil malas atzadik ba'amur shevil shvad tzadik echad olam nivra. He continues, and that he quotes from Rabbi Yochanan. Either way, so he goes through many chazals classically and says, well, the Chad Amar must be A, and the other Chad Amar must be B, even though our Gemara doesn't give away, you know, which one it is. Okay, let's get back now to the Mishnah and the Gemara that we are up to. So again, let's review the case of the Mishnah, because the Gemara goes right into it. So the Mishnah had said, if there is a path of the Rabbim, Mishai said, Derech HaRabbim, Overes HaTokh Sadeyu, they go through my field. Notzlav and Notzlav Melahem and Atzad. If I want to plant something in this area, so I move over the public pathway to a different area in my field, and I put up a sign. Everybody use the side road, side path, and not the middle one anymore. So the Mishnah holds Mashanasa Nasan. The public can say thank you very much for this new path. Vishalolo Higiyu, but the one we used to use does not belong to you. Now we have two paths to go down. That's what the Mishnah has said. So ask the Gemara, why is that? Am I? Shelo lohigiu lintko pasha v'lesev. Why do we see that he doesn't have the one that he is now protecting? Shelo lohigiu lintko pasha. Let him take some type of a staff, some type of tool that's used in the field. V'lesev, let it stand there, and anybody who wants to come over, let him hit them, let him defend himself. Meaning, let him block the path. Why, what's the havamini here? The Rashbam says that the havamini of the Gemara is, the understanding of the Mishnah is, that fundamentally it does belong to him. Fundamentally, it is nikne to the owner, but it's impossible to be monea, the ovrei drachim and the hochei drachim, from going. Why? Because, says the Rashbam, let's read it, says the Rashbam, klomer, amaylo shalolo igiyu. Let's get that to the fourth line of the Gemara. V'hamak shesavar, dekivan dektani mashe nasan nasan. Since it says, well, the part that he gave. That first, the new pathway for the public, because it says that, it must be bedin asa, masha asa. It had halachic of viability, meaning it did work. Vidarkam kanilo, and the public now owns the new path. Vahai diktani lohi giu hainu mishum duregilim bnei rishis arabim lavar bakan vulo yacholamanan zelo avid inish dina lanafshe. As we will talk about soon, that the havamin is that it really fundamentally it should work. Well, his switch, but it doesn't for the good of the public. But ask the Gemara then, so that why not? Why can't he defend himself? Are you saying that they're not? They don't know. They don't, why can't they defend themselves? Now we can go back to the first Rashbam on the Gemara, where he adds in another principle. Amai shalolo higiyu klomar. Loma lo takinu lo chachamim shehelo rishus laseis lenderach menatsan. Bal karchan. Why can't he do this? Why not? We'll say fundamentally it works. So we're saying, oh, Babi Drabanan Khan, the minhag is you can't. He can't stop himself. Why not? Does the public lose anything? They used to go down path A. Now they have path B. He didn't block off a path totally. So why doesn't it work? And here the Rashbam quotes to Kagon Zeh, Kofin al Midas Stom. Whenever my action benefits A and doesn't hurt B, so the halacha is Kofin al Midas Stom. So why don't we force Zenen of Zelochaser, as the Gemara uses the sugi in Baba Kama Daf Chaf. So why don't we say here that he should be able to do this? Why it's he's losing, nobody else, he's gonna lose here, and the Rabbim is not going to lose. So therefore why don't we say that he can't do this? That's the Gemara's question. So back to the Gemara. Amai Shalolo Igiyo, Linko Pazir Valesev, Shmas Midot. So what do you see from here? Connected to the Gemara and Baba Kama, lo of it in, ishtir lanafshe, afilu b'makam seida. The Gemara and Baba Kama discusses the sugya of, can you take the law into your own hands, where the Bezdin route is not as much of an option. And the Gemara, the sugya of it, or lo of it in, ishtir lanafshe, which has a lot of different ramifications and permutations in the poskim, in the Rishonim, the Tshuva Sarash has a tshuva about this, and others. We're not going to go into that sugya right now, but the Gemara says there that if it's a makam seida, there's no way that you can go to Beis Din and you're going to lose. So then there is some flexibility. We're not saying Lamaisa right now, but it turns in terms of the sugya of an Idish Dilanavshe, which would be then be against our Mishnah. That's what the Gemara is asking. Sounds like from here, so he can't defend his property, and even though he's going to lose, because now he has two paths he can't go down, so why should that be? Right, you see from this Mishnah, it sounds like even Bebakom, Pseida. So ask the Gemara, Amr answers the Gemara, a couple of answers. Gemara has three answers. Number one, Amr of Zvid, Mishpei the Rava, Gezera, Shema Yit. Really, you should say that he could do this. But we're nervous, mishum, a case that he might give them a crooked path. He might give them a loss. It's not midas stone that they're not going to lose anything. They are going to lose because he's going to give them some path going sideways and diagonal. So that's why gzeira mishum. We feel bad for the people who are going straight, who are giving good paths, but we make gzeira for that, like a low plug type of a gzera, where goes are A because of the cases of B. Number one. Good. And the Rashbam also adds the line from the Gemara earlier. And why don't we say that if he does a crooked path, they'll complain about it. They'll get their act together and take him to din. As the Gemara says, kedera debe shudfe lo chamima velo karira. The pot of partners doesn't get too hot, it doesn't get too cold. Meaning, if you put one person in charge, it'll get taken care of. If you have 14 people to take care of it, they'll each rely on the other one, and it'll never get done. Right? So if you have the public, they're not going to do anything. So therefore, we, Beis Din, prevent the problem in the first place. So number one, maybe fundamentally it should work, but we don't because of Gzeira. Number two, Rav Shashi, we prayed the Rava Amar. We're not gozer mishum. The case where we wouldn't allow it is where he actually gives them a crooked path, but we're not gozer. If he does a straight path in a chanami, it would work and it would be okay. Rav Ashi Amar, kol menatzad derech hakalason, he krovel azeh, rechok alazeh. Rav Ashi says it's always going to be worse for somebody, because which side of this person's house do they live on? If I make it towards the end of my field, the people who live on the other side of the house, it's a little farther for them now to get through the path. So therefore, it is considered derech hakalason, and therefore, it's not mishum gzeira, it's just mishum. Every case would work to be a derech hakalason. The Rashbam adds on top, v'lo mishum gzeira, ele mishum dekulu havi hakalason. So fundamentally, the Rashbam points out that Rav Ashi and Rav Zvid don't really have so much difference between them, as the Rashbam says on the third skinny line, Ubein Rav Ashi l'Razvid leka midi ela chiluk ta'amim. Right? They both say that in every case is a problem. One of them says, oh, it's a gzeira atu derech hakalason. The other one says, every case is derech hakalason. So the Maisa is going to be, they're both going to be usur in both cases. So he says, it's ke'ein mashmo'ez dorshin ika b'inayu. Like the Gemara sometimes says, it's just a difference in how you darshan the psukim, but it's no real halacha lemaisa difference. So that's usually said on a level of darshaning psukim. But here we have it on the level of explaining the din de rabbanan, which is, you don't always have such a concept. Sometimes we have the concept on we have a low plug on a daraisa level, low plug on a drabbanan level. We've spoken about that parallel in the past, but here we have similar mashmas darshim on the daraisa level, on the drabbanan level. Just to make one comment on the sugya of avid inish gina lanafshe, again, it's a major sugya, but one thought that the Rav Zsolti has in the Mishnas Yavetz in Osa Simon Gimel on Choshe Mishpat, where he talks about the machlokas, about avid inish gina lanafshe, even in a case without pseida, where it's not going to cause a loss. Where it's going to cause a loss, everybody agrees that of an inchil and afshe, according to one our version of the Gemara. But what about where it's not going to cause a loss? That's the machlokas. What's that machlokas about? Whether, even if I'm not going to have a loss incurred, if I could go to Besdin and I could get my money back, I could get my item back. But there is an opinion out there that says I can still do it myself. I can still use extra legal means in order to get the item. What would be the svara for that? Right? We probably would think, and whenever we have a machlokas, we always have to ask, what would I have said if I didn't know anything, and which is the mechudas shita? So probably, in the mechudas shita in this case, we would say is, avid inish gina lanafshe. Just go to court. That's why we have a court system. That's why we have a bezdin. It's even one of the Shem Mrs. Reinach dinim. So why would a person be able to do that? So explains Rav Zsolti, hainu de pligi be'ikir hadin de avid inish gina lanafshe. The machlokas is what occurs when a person takes the law, dina lanafshe. Imhu mitoras tfisa vahatsala, shematzil es shalom yad chavero. Is it, I need to get my property, I'm saving it, I'm taking it from you. It's not, just a contrast, I'm not Besdin, I'm not standing in the shoes of Besdin, I'm just getting my property away from you, because this is what I want to do, save myself some tircha. Or, if somebody halachically has the right to take something, and let's say they would be able to prove it in court, but I don't want to have the tircha, I want to save time, I'll just go and take it myself, so I'm acting as a bezdin. That's the second approach. That's the machlokas. One opinion is, you can't do it. Why? Because since there's no pseida, just go to Besdin. Klomar, the avid inish dina lanafshe who rock b'makom pseida lahatzel shalom yad chaveiro. Usually, avid inish is just to save your property, and therefore it only applies where there's a loss. Where there's a potential loss, I have to go and get it. But if there's no loss and I can go to Besdin, then din always trumps something that's not din. It's always better to have din. But like pseida lezel kamidina. Ulam Rav Nachman Sovar. No, the Avid Inish Gina Lanafshe, whom it is din, the Nasim Makam Besdin. So if it's din, I'll do this din instead of that din. Why is this din any worse? Valachin Amar, the Gam, Belekab Seda, Avid Inish Gina Lanafshe. To keep it the Bedinov and Lotarach. And that's the Nafkamina, Biknas, Bizman Shein Smuchin, Mahamani Tfisa, which is a big sugya in the beginning of Baba Kama. But that's the Bishnas Yavetz's suggestion. We had a similar discussion. It's always, it's good, especially in the Dafyomi world, to try to parallel and contrast different sugyas. So this is a question. Is this din or is this outside of din? This is a question that we asked already back in the third parak a number of times, right? The cases of Shuda Dedaini, right? Machlokas we had between Bali Tosfos and Rashi and the Rashbam. Shuda Dedaini, the stronger, what Bezek could choose. Bezek could choose. What does that mean? Machlokas, Rashi and the Tosfos. Does Bezek choose based on who they think the real winner is? Right? Who they think this person would have wanted to give the money to? Or they can choose whoever they want. Machlokas. So maybe that also. Is this a form of din? Or is this a form of just an allowance that Besdin has to solve a stalemate, but not really a din? Or, call to Olam Gvar. May the stronger man win. Again, both of those we had in the third parak. So is Besdin being masalik themselves? This isn't a din. This is, fight it out. You know, again, the Rosh says, called Olam Gvar, the one who's really there is they're going to fight harder and they're ultimately going to get it. But not everyone says that. Not all Rishonim say that. So this is a parallel question when we ask, in our case of Ovid Inj Dina Lanafshe, is that din or is that outside of din? So called Ovid Inj Lanafshe, called Olam Gvar, Shuda Dedaini, those are three of the cases where we might ask that question. Whenever someone is removed from a case, Is it an option or is it something different? Again, Lama Davardome, not exactly the same. We discussed a few days ago the concept of Mechila. Is that just removing myself and everything else just falls into place and becomes yours? Or am I actually actively doing something by removing myself. I'm being makneh by removing myself. So that's in terms of just a chov outside of Bezdin, but it could be a similar type of issue. Okay, so let's get back now to the Gemara. So the Gemara has three answers to explain our Mishnah. Why do we say shelo lo higiyu? Says the Gemara now on the second line. V'leimalehu shaklu titchu v'havu li lididi. I don't understand. So they ask the Gemara, but why can't he say, okay, fine. These are all explanations why he can't defend what he used to have once he gave the other one. But why can't he just say the whole thing falls apart? The whole thing, okay, fine, it didn't work. So let's just go back to the stage one. So I have the original path. V'leimalu shaklu ditchu, you take yours, v'havu li didi. So give me mine. Answer, Hamani, Rebbe Eliezer, he detanya, Rebbe Yehuda, Omer, Mishum, Rebbe Eliezer, Rabim, Shabiru, Derech La'atzman, Mashabiru, Biru. If the Rabim takes something, it's theirs. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, what, they could just take? Rebbe Eliezer, Rabim, Gazlanim, Ninu. But the Rabbi could just, if a lot of the public decides to take some of my property, they could just take it? What does that mean? So, Amar Rav Gidel, Amar Rav, Kigon She'avda Lohem Derech Bosa Sadeh. No. The case in our Mishnah where he is not allowed, or the case where Rabbi Elazar says his Shita, is where the Rabbim had a path through my field, but now nobody remembers where it went through. So they get to choose which area that they can. If there's no path here, they can't just come in and squat and take my area. But if they don't know, that's the case of Rebbe Elazar. And the Rashbam adds, surely Kol Shekein in our Mishnah, where the owner gave them a path, so that's even better than what Rebbe Elazar normally says. Let's read that Rashbam, Kisha Avda Lehen Derech Ba'osa Sada. That's the case that Rebbe Elazar is talking about, and that's the sheet of our Mishnah. We said yesterday, some Rishonim hold that we don't pass like our Mishnah, because of this line. Because do we pass like Rebbe Elazar in this case? That was the Balamar. Balamar says we might not pass like our Mishnah. But either way, let's read the Rashbam. To be called Makom, Urcha Isluhu Gabe. The public has a path through this field. The Yafik Koach Rabbi Mikoach Yachid. And the Rabbim is even greater than a Yachid. She Yachid, she Avdalo Derech Basada Chaveiro. A Yachid that loses a path, Derech Basada Chaveiro, Lo Yivar Me'atzmo, he can't choose. Ela Oba Bezdin, Ober Shusa Shabala Sada. He has to be given the path. Aval Rabbim, Kebezdin Dami. But the Rabbim taking a path that was theirs, they act like a Bezdin. Deman Minayu Mazmin Lahai Lebedina. Because which one of these people is going to take them to court, as we said before? Nobody. And therefore, we allow them to have the koach of the Bezdin in how they act. V'kol shekein masnisa dehu atzmo nasan lahem. And surely in our Mishnah, where he himself gave it to them. But lo shalolo higiu, as we mentioned before. Tosus and the other Rishonim here have a different shot of the Gemara. They don't like the kol shekein of the Rashbam, but we're going to go with the Rashbam's shot. So they lost the old path, so they're magia lam. The owner can't, but let's say they chose a path before the owner chose what to give them. Right? So they don't know what the old path is. So they don't know what the old path is. So the Rabbim chooses a path, and if the owner, you know, didn't preclude them from doing that, so then that's why it would work. Now we're saying, though, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a case where there was a path, but we don't know where it was. We're saying the Mishnah is like the Sheet of Rebbe Elazar. That's the Ukimta that the Gemara is having. So, Ihach, he asked the Gemara, Amai Rabba, Amar Rabba, Bar Bar Avuna, Amar Rav, Ein Alacha Rebbe Elazar. So now, if we're linking the Mishnah to Rebbe Elazar, so why did Rav say that Alacha is not like Rebbe Elazar? Right? If the Mishnah is Stam Mishnah, Manda Masniha, Lo Masniha. The one that says that Halacha is not like Rebbe Elazar is not the same one that said that the Mishnah follows Rebbe Elazar Shita. Right? That's, those two don't have to go together, and therefore there's no problem within Shita's Rav. So it says the Gemara, V'taim Amai. So if you're going to say that the Mishnah is not like Rebbe Elazar, so what would be the reason? What would be the Shita? The Rashbam here has an extra few words in the Girsa, fourth to last skinny line in the Rashbam. Hachi Garsinan. Ularaba Barav Huna Masnisan Taim Amai. Right, because he was the one that said the halacha is not like Rebbe Elazar, so therefore he can say like Rebbe Elazar is not like our Mishnah. So, what is the svara for our Mishnah if it's not like Rebbe Elazar? So the Gemara answers, Mishum de Rav Yehuda. It's like based on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda, who we have had before. Tam Rav Yehuda, Meitzar Shechziku Bo Rabim, Aser Lekalkalo. A border that, right, similar idea, but not exactly, a border Shechziku Bo Rabim, that they have done something to, they have been machzik, They haven't just walked, but they have been machzik, and the Rashbam adds in, the Bialim knew about it and didn't say anything. He was mochel it to the Rabbim, so then, also the Kalkalo, you can't ruin it, because that is something that the Rabbim have already been machzik. Stop there for a moment. The Chashuk Yechemed, Rav Zilberstein here, discusses an interesting case. There's a case where a person has a house, and at the edge of his property, he has a low wall. He has a low stone wall. And outside that stone wall is the sidewalk and the street, and there's a bus stop there. So for years, people sat on his low wall waiting for the bus. And then all of a sudden, one day he decides, you know what, I want to raise up my wall for some privacy purposes. But nobody's going to be able to sit there anymore on the low wall. Is this Meitzah Shechziku Bo Rabim Asa L'Kalkalo? Right, classic. It's a case where the Rabim, it's my wall. It's my property. It's not like the city built this wall. I built this wall. It's on my property. But maybe I'm taking away chairs from the people waiting for the bus stop. Yishlo bayis v'gather sonach namoch misvivo. Le'adon nipsi istachan ad autobus, and he quotes Tshuvas. He quotes from our sugya. What is he quotes? The Rashbam that we just read. But look at the Rashbam on the first medium line. What does Echziku bo rabim mean? Shehishveyu v'tiknuhu lehiluch. They did something active to be machzik it, to do an active expression in front of the owner who didn't say anything. And the Bialim saw and were quiet. Also, the Kalkalo devadai l'rabim machal. Says Rav Zilberstein, here they didn't do any physical action, they just sat there. It's the same thing as it was before. Mashenki b'nidonenu sha'rabim lasu shum p'ula b'guf hageder. Vashima shalahem lo bitel klal et hashimushim shalo. What they did didn't undermine anything that he wasn't able to do before, was able to do beforehand. They didn't change anything. Here, shtika wouldn't show anything about mechila, and therefore he does not think there's any problem. And then he quotes the yesh poskim shebizman azeh sheyesh tabu today, where you can look in the governmental records and they know exactly whose is whose and whose property belongs to who. It could be that the whole concept of mechilas rabim doesn't apply today, because I'm not saying anything because I know it's recorded. I have it recorded in the public records, and that's why I'm not saying anything. Lo amrinan klal es haklal de meitzar shechziku bo rabim mipnei shehashtika lo mara al mechila kivin shesomech al zeh sheyesh lo tabu. Again, the halacha that things are recorded plays a role, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem. Where else does the tabu play a role? A couple of years ago, we discussed this back in. Sometimes it could play a negative role. Those who created the heter, that is the heter mechira. Some ask now how the heter mechira could work. If you look in the records, I sell my property to a non-Jew, but really it's mine, right? If they don't change the tabu, okay, buy mechiras Pesach. I rent out. I lease out my aronot, my closets where the chametz is. Leasing, you might not have to change it fundamentally, but in terms of ownership. Right, so some suggest that, but others say that no. Lamaisa, they also know that the government knows that this mechira takes place, and it's understood. So that's how it could be defended as well. That's the Chashuk Yechemed of the day. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Continuing on, Babasar Daf Kuf, we've made it to the triple digits. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabim b'may kanule. One second, Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Eliezer says in the we had up above. That the rabim that are mevarer, not hechziku, that was the second lashon, but the rabim that are mevarer, a derech, that's good enough. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Just being mevarer, just deciding, just wanting to use a certain area, that would be good enough. Rabim b'may kanule, right? Doesn't have to be a kinyan on here, some action done. The Rashbam says v'chi b'dibur kanula. Well, just with talking about it, answer b'hi lucha. Just by walking on it. Walking on it is enough of a kinyan. Titania, Avram Avinu, Halach Bala Arka L'Rachba, we'll get to Avram Avinu in a second, of the Shem. Halach Bala Arka L'Rachba, Kana Makam Yilucha, Debre Abilezer, like Abilezer says, just walking on a property to the width and the breadth, that is Kone Makam Yilucha, that is Abilezer Shita. We don't pask in that way, V'chachamim Omrim, Ein Hiluch Moel Klum Ad Sheyachsek. V'cham say no, you gotta do a kinyan chazaka. As we had before, what exactly is a kinyan chazaka? Da'yish ha-mitzri, we discussed, what does that mean? We've had that a few times here in Seder Nezikin. We have to do a kinyan chazaka. Rashbam quotes the Gemara that we had in Bava Kama and Daf Tes, and it came up other places as well. You have to plow it, nol gadar uparat. You have to put up a fence. You have to put up borders. Either way, that is the Chachamim. You have to do a chazaka. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's kinyan halicha. Kinyan halicha, walking across. What would be the svar for that? Amr Rabbi Eliezer, my time with Rabbi Eliezer. Where does the Rabbi Eliezer get that from? Dichsiv by Avram Avinu. Kum es halich baris la'arko l'rachba ki l'cha etnena. Right? Kum, get up. La'arko l'rachba. To walk at the length and the breadth of the land. Ki l'cha etnena. I'm giving it to you. And that's a kinyan chazaka, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Just walking by it. What will be the svara? As we've said often, what is the root? Every kinyan is, almost all kinyanim, is all about Horaz Bailas, right? The Magen Mishnah says that Beferish, explaining the Rambam, the seer in the Rambam within Kinyan Chazaka. Why does the Rambam say Kinyan Chazaka? In Hilchas Bechira, the Rambam says that I have to do, I could just spread out my fruit, or let my animals, there's a big rocky area, I could walk, let my animals walk on there. That's not for a Kinyan Chazaka, usually, if I'm buying it from you. But the Rambam says in Hilchas Zechiyu Matana, that if there's Nichse Hager, this Hefker property, that's not good enough. I have to do a Maisa Begufa Karka. I have to dig. I have to put up a door. I have to do something physical on the ground. Ask the Raiva, there's a stira. Do you need a maisa begufa karka or not? Explains the Magen Mishnah, no. It depends on Horaz Bailas. If you're giving me something, ironically, I need less. Because half of how it's becoming mine is das makne, right? Das acheres makne. You're giving it to me, so I have to do less. A maisa, just spreading out my fruit in front of you, on your property, that's good enough. But if there's no makna here, it's hefker, it's nechasim of a ger, so I have to do more to show that it's mine, right? Because it's hefker. So that's why I have to do a maisa b'gufa karka. So Rebbe Eliezer would say, walking around a property is a horas bailus. That's a reflection that I own it. I generally don't walk around property of yours without permission. So if I'm walking on there, so I could assume that it's mine. The Chachamim would say, no. Sometimes I let you walk on my property. What? It doesn't hurt me. So I'm letting you take a nice walk. That shows that you're the bailim. That's the machlokas tanoim here. Whether that would be enough of a haraz bailus. Kum is halech. Well, that's the Rebbe Lazar is taking that literally. Kum his halech. Just the halicha, right? Not anything more than that. V'rabbanan. What would the rabbanan do? What's the purpose of Avram Avinu walking around on the property if he's not being kona it? Hasa mishum chavivuse da Avraham. No, because of how Hashem holds Avraham so beloved to him, but not that it is a kinyan. What does that mean? So that his children will have an easier time conquering the land. What exactly does that mean? So, a couple of fascinating thoughts. First, the Ritva. The Ritva, there's a girsa in the Ritva, but the question is, what does the Ritva mean? The Ritva here says, what does that mean? Chavivusa da Avraham. And then we'll go back to his grand rabbi, the Ramban. Pirish, lohodio hamatana shenitam lo. He wanted to show him, I'm giving you this. Not now, but I'm giving you this. Halachically, ube medrash amru, the medrash says, shetenocha lichbosh labanath. Klomar, shalo yafsi duha zaro ba'avonosehem, v'shalo yuchal satan lakatreg. Somehow, by walking on it, even though it's not a kinyan, the Ritva says, his descendants, us, will have an easier time and we'll never lose it. We'll get back to that. Inami, sheyavo betainu be'ede avos al shiva amamin, v'shalo yer nira kegezel. So it doesn't appear like stolen, first Rashi ala Torah. Right, for the Torah. So they shouldn't say, oh, we stole it. No, our alta zeda already walked here. He already walked around here. Even though legally it wasn't a kinyan, but at least we could have that claim. But just by the way, says the Ritva, Avram Avinu himself was kona it, wasn't even kona behiluch, but it was bedibur. Hashem said, l'cha ulazaracha, to each of the avos. And then he adds a line. The question is, what does he mean? The amira l'gavoa kimisira l'hediot. So what does that mean? That means if I get something, if I want to be makdir something. So in the footnotes here, he talks about l'chora kavanas rabenu de kemo sha'amra mirasa l'gavoa kimisirasa l'hediot kemo chein omrim, I lost the place, hachanami amrinan da amiraso mi gavoha kimisirasa l'hediot. Being mocked or something from me to the Beis HaMikdash works with even just amira. Sounds like the Ritva is saying being kone something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you ever have amiraso me gavoha? This is the only place. This is the only time. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Avram Avinu Eretz Yisrael. So he says, "Vaftachas Kadosh Baruch Hu havikim Mesira laAvram Avinu." Va'od, and then he adds, "Haksiv Vayeta Alo veHechzik Babi Yeshiva." And then he adds a pasuk from later on in Parakut Beis. That is the Ritva. But what also might be behind this statement is the Ramban. And a well-known point of the Ramban, a very crucial Ramban, where the Ramban talks about in Brachos, a number of times in Brachos, he talks about Maisa Avo Simil Abanim, but the Ramban goes a little deeper, explaining seven or eight events in Tanakh, based on this idea. Says the Ramban, if a Navi says something, fine, that's true, it's going to happen if it's like the Rambam's rules in Ilchos Yisod HaTorah, if it's a Nevuah LaTova, it for sure has to happen, a Nevuah LaRa might not happen because we did Tshuva, that's the Rambam's Chilek. But the Ramban expands and says, if there is an action done along with the Nevuah, a representative action along with the Amira, that solidifies it even stronger that it's for sure going to happen. That is the Ramban. Maisa avos, literally, maisa. If the physical action is done, and this he uses to explain many unusual, Hashem asks Yirmiyo to do something, Hashem asks Yishai, lie down, walk around with ripped clothing, right? All unusual actions that Hashem asks Yishayo, Yirmiyo, it's this idea. The Ramban quotes all of those psukim right here. Says the Ramban, kol mashiro lo avos, simul, and this is exactly, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, so it's easier for us to conquer. It might not physically, legally be mine yet. But kadesh shehe noach lichvosh lifnei banav. Says the Ramban here, Perakut Beis Pasuk Vav. He says, kol mashi yirah lo'avos simul abanim. V'yachshav achoshe b'hem kilu hein dvar miyutarim. Ein b'hem toelas. You might think, what's happening here? It's just an action that doesn't mean anything. V'kulam bon melamed ala asid. Ki kasher yavo hamikra lenavi. Mishloshes ha'avos yisbonin mimenu adavar. Hanigzar lavolazaro vida. Here's the Ramban. Kikol gezeras irin. All divine decrees. Kasher teitzi mikoach gzera el po al dimyon. That's the lashon. If it goes to a physical act, tia hagzera miskayemas al kalpanim. Lachain yaasu hanevim maisa benevuos. That's why often nevim will do actions, Kimaimir Yirmiyahu, Shetziva Lebarech, Vahaya Kachalos, Chalagro, as Dibri Asebra, as Tikshol of Evan, Vashlecheu, Al Toch Pras. Throw this into the river. Vachain Inyan Elisha. Remember when Elisha goes to, and tells the, I think it's Yehoram, I remember who I think is Yehoram, tells Yehoram, shoot arrows. So he shoots three arrows and he stops. He's like, okay, is that enough? He's like, why'd you stop? So now you're only going to defeat Aram three times, and the fourth time they're going to beat you. He's like, ain't. So all of these are actions that are based on nevuos that are not only foreshadow the future, but they create the future. As the Ramban in one place says, I think it's the beginning of Shmos, Maisa Avos, Yitzira Labanim. It's not just Simin Labanim. It's a Yitzira Labanim. It creates the future. Vayomer Elisha, Yaro, Vayomer Chetz, Teshua Lashem, Chetz Teshua Baram, Vayikso Lavisha Lokim, Vayomer Lakos, Chamesh Oshesh Pa'amim, Ozik Yisus Aram Ad Kalei, Vyata Shalosh Pa'amim Taket Aram, Vlafichach, Hechzik HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Avram Avinu Ba'aretz, Va'asa Lo Dimyonos, Bechal Ha'asid Leheasos Bizarro, Vahavenzeh. Says Ramban, understand this. Make sure you know it. And then he starts talking about all the times in Sefer Brachos where Avraham Avinu goes through this and he quotes some others. But that's the idea. That's mamash mefurish in this Gemara. Kedeshi noach lichbosh libnei banav. Again, there's so much that we could talk about here regarding this issue. Rav Soloveitchik also talks about this in his what's called Chamesh Rashos. The Rav speaks. It's on page 18-19 here. He talks about this idea. Avram Avinu, however, understood the words of Hashem both in their literal sense of a purely formal transaction, even as acquisition is affected by a monetary or documentary deed, and in a higher symbolic sense of acquisition. He knew he had to do something more here. One has to perform an additional when it comes to acquire the land of Israel, one has to perform an additional possessive act that pertains not only to the soil of the country, but also regard to the Lord of the land, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That possessive act is characterized by trials and tribulations and has no terminating Yovel year. If Avram had been satisfied with the everyday formal act of acquisition, the land of Israel never would have been transferred into the eternal heritage of Knesset Yisrael. Only through the building of a Mizbeach and buying a grave did he acquire it for Eretz Yisrael for all generations. Again, there's the physical and the spiritual. The Klei Yucker in a few places also talks about the double kinyanim that Am Yisrael has in Eretz Yisrael. The physical kinyan and the spiritual kinyan. And he is medayik that in Psukim in a few places. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina. Modim Chachamim L'Reb Elazar. The Chachamim agree to Reb Elazar. Reb Elazar, who usually says you don't have to do an actual Kinyan Chazaka, but just Hiluch is good enough. They agree to Reb Elazar in the following case. Bishvil Shel Kramim. If you have a small path in between the vineyards, they would agree that Halicha is good enough. Why? Hol V'Nasa L'Hiluch, Nikne Mehiluch. Because it's made for Hiluch, so therefore, Hiluch works. Fits exactly to what we were just talking about. This is how you use this. And if this is how you use this, so then using it in that way is the way to be kona it, and the Chacham would agree to that. Oh, I forgot to read the Rashbam. We're on this Daf Abashu Daf Kuf, so just look at the first wide line of the Rashbam. Kadesh Yenoach, Tahavi Luhu Ki Yarshim Lo Ki Gazlanim. So all Jews could be like Yarshim and not Gazlanim. Like first Rashi Ala Torah. V'lo yehei reshus l'satan l'katreg v'lo pischon pel l'baal midas adin. And the nations of the world can't say that we don't have any rights to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, weiter. Ki asu l'kamei d'Rav Yisrael Barami amar lehu havu lei ki hechi d'dari tuna d'shabishta v'hadar. When they went in front of Rav Yitzchak Barami, how wide does this path, the shvil, have to be enough for somebody who's carrying a load of branches could turn both ways and not bump it to the sides? Right, so it's got to be that wide. V'lo amran elo de misaymin mechitzta. And this is only, you need this, if there are walls on the side, so you would bump in, you wouldn't be able to move if you wouldn't have that space. V'lo misaymin mechitzta, if there aren't walls on the side, so it would be okay to like bump a little bit into the branches. So kihecha de shakal karo manakara. Right, so then you wouldn't need as much as you would be able to put one foot down, take one foot, and basically walk inside of it. You don't need as wide an area because you don't have walls that are making it so narrow, and that would be good enough. Period. Okay, next line of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said that if the Rabbah has a path through my property, so then all the rules of what happens if I try to change it. What if Derech HaYachid, Derech HaRabim, all these listed in the Mishnah, what did that mean? So if you remember, the Rashbam had explained, if somebody sells their friend and says that they're going to leave a Derech HaYachid, they're going to leave a Derech HaRabim, right? What are the measurements of all of these phrases? So the Gemara explains. Derech HaYachid Dalan Amas, Tana Acherim Omrim, Kdei Sheyavar Chamor B'masa'o. Enough so that a donkey could walk by with its load. Amar Afuna, Halacha Ka'acherim. The Halacha is like Acherim. Dayane Gola, Amru Shnei Gamadim Numechsa. Certain measurement. Right, that's the measure. 2.5 Gamdas. Amar Afuna, Halacha Dayane Gola. And Afuna says, the Halacha is like that. Amar Afuna, Halacha Ka'acherim. Didn't we just say that Halacha says like Acherim for the donkey? Idiv Idi Chashiurahu. It's the same shear, and therefore there's no stira in Rafuna. No, Chazal knew exactly. Again, in those days, it was very clear how much the width of all different animals' loads. Right here it says, the load of a donkey. Right? Sometimes the Gemara talks about other loads. Right? We have the load of a camel. Right? Where's the famous context of load of a camel? That's the last Mishnah in Akones. Daf Samach, where he talks about the camel going through the narrow passageway, and the Hanukkah candles outside. So who has to... Who has to pay? Right, the Baal HaGamal, Baal HaChenvani, as the Mishnah there. So again, Chazal knew exactly. Right, they were very involved in the world. They knew exactly what's the width of the load of a camel, what's the width of the load of a donkey. And here too, they say specifically a donkey's load. You have to know the Mitzias outside in order to be able to give Sakim to those who ask. Good. Derech HaRabim Sheishas Re'ama. Derech HaRabim is 16 Amos. Mr. Baruch Chelik Dalet, please. Tanu Rabbanon, Derech HaYachid, Arba Amos. Derech Meir La'ir, Shmona Amos. Derech HaYachid is 4 Amos. If it's an international, intercity, Derech HaYachid, Arba Amos. Derech Meir La'ir, Shmona Amos. Why double? 8 Amos? Because let's say you're passing each other on the road. So you have to be able to have 4 amos each. Derech HaRabim, Sheishas Re'amos. Because Derech HaRabim, it's 16 amos. Right? That is considered the Rishus HaRabim. Derech HaRabim. Derech Arei Miklat, Shloshim V'Shtayim Amos. The Derech to the Arei Miklat, 32 amos. Got to have a very large road to the Arei Miklat. Arei Amar Afuna, Maikra, Dechsev, Tachan L'cha Derech, Derech HaDerech. Right? But prepare the road, and we have HaDerech, the road. That is the... That is the special makar by Ari Miklat. I think we pointed out in the past the Hara some of Farshim have on I think I saw this in one of the commentary on Pirkei Avos, Mr. Bunim has a commentary on Pirkei Avos, I think, and he quotes there the thought of, isn't it interesting that the Ari Miklat have to be these huge roads, and there are signs up, Tachal Chaderech Gemara and Makas Darshins. But for Aliyah Regal, there are no signs. There's no special mitzvah to put up a sign this way to Yerushalayim. There's a lot more people going to Yerushalayim, hopefully, than going to the Ari Miklat. Right? And yet, you know, in a pre-Waze world, right? I don't know if Waze is going to, halavai b'Hashem, there shouldn't be anybody who kills Bashogi when Mashiach comes. I don't know if we're going to just have the Ari Miklat app, right? That, to the fastest way to get there. But either way, so isn't it interesting that the halacha demands that the Ari Miklat have to have signs? So you might say, well, it's the person's running away from the Goale Hadam, from their relatives. But also one might say, by the Ari Miklat, we want them to get there as soon as possible. By the Ole Regel, we want them to ask. We want to get to know them. We want them to ask directions. How do you get there? Oh yeah, where are you from? How are you? Play a little Jewish geography. Get to know each other. Part of the achdus of Klal Yisrael. Yeah, don't put up signs. It doesn't mean that it should dafka be like bad signage. It doesn't mean that we should make the person lost. But it could be that there's not as much of an emphasis because we want to show that Klal Yisrael can help out each other and it is okay. Derech Harabim. There is, again, not for now totally, but we know, here it talks about Derech Harabim. So Derech Harabim to be called Rishus Harabim. That is a major discussion in the poskim. What is called a Rishus Harabim Daraisa? See, here it might not have, Derech Harabim might here mean what the people call Derech Harabim. Like all these prakim, a lot of it is about umdana. As we've said, if there are any minhagim of the specific makom, then you don't go by any of these rules. If there's a minhag makom, how much derech hayachid is, how much, you know, if you sell a house, sell a bar, you always go by minhag makom. All of these rules are in a case where there is no minhag makom. So it could be that this derech harabim, you go by that's what people assume. But halachically, legally, what is a rishus harabim? That we know from Hilchos Eruvin. That we know, and there's a major machlokas, as we have mentioned in the past. There are the Shulchan Aruch in the least used chelek of the Mishnah Brura. In chelek Dalet, the Mishnah Brura discusses in the first, the Shulchan Aruch discusses in the first simon there, Shimon Hei, Arbar Rishuyos LaShabbos. There are four Rishuyos. Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, Carmelis, and Makom Patur. The four Rishuyos. But we're going to see there's a fascinating makar based on the Gemara that we just read. It says the Shulchan Aruch says, what is Rishus HaYachid? Mukav Mechitzos Gvoth Hasarat Tfachim. It has to be walls of 10 Tfachim or going down to Acharis 10 Tfachim. Fine. But what's a Rishus HaRabim? So the Rishus Shulchan Aruch says, Ezer Rishus HaRabim, Rechovos Ushvakim HaRechavim Sheish Esrei Amma, 16 Amos wide, like our Gemara says, 16 Amos wide, Ve'ena Makurim, it's not roofed. Ve'en lahem choma, no walls. Even if it wasn't built as a wall, if there are houses that border each other, that could be a wall. Even if it wasn't made to be a wall. Ve'afilu yesh lahem choma, imhei mefulashim mishar l'shar. And even if there are walls, if it's open from one straight through, open on both sides. Ve'en dalsos of ne'ulos balayla. That's an interesting point. The Ramah adds in the doors aren't closed at night. Well, if it has doors, how often do the doors have to be closed? In some places in the world, they want to create make sure to have a Rishus HaRabim D'Rabbanan. They put a symbolic door on the street and they close it once a year. They close it once a year just to be a place dalsos of ne'ulos balayla. Right? That the Ramah says. Vahavi Rishus HaRabim. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds machlokas bishonim v'yesh omrim. V'yesh omrim. How about how many people live there? Or how many people pass through there? V'yesh omrim, quoting from some Rishonim, dekol she'ein shishim ribo ovrim sham b'chol yom ein rishus harabim. That's the controversial line. Machloka saposkin. If there aren't 600,000 people that travel there daily, b'chol yom ein rishus harabim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch adds. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Svir lehu degam bazeh be'inan dumya de digle midbar, shohayu shisham ribo. Va'af shohayu sham od erev rabin ashev atav. What do you mean? That should be 2 million. There are only 600,000 men between 20 and 60. It should be 2 million. Lo chashvina no mashin imsach hakasa beferish. You only go by that. Lenin halacha, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, midazam achaber dekasav deyazu rak mashem yeshomrim, mashpad al halacha lo svir lekein. Maker adin, we don't need this. Meaning, even without 600,000, it's going to be Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. Right? Again, why is it important to know? Because I can only build an Eruv, what we call an Eruv, if it's not a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. If it's a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, an Eruv is not going to work. That's why the assumption of any Erev in the world is that it is a Rishus HaRabim Durabanan. So this is 600,000. And then in Mikol Makom, says the Mishabura, Ein Banu Koach Limchos, Biad Asom Chanazu, Dezeyazu Gamkein Lo Das Yechidahi. Look at the Bir Alacha, he quotes 20 Rishonim that hold like this Deya. So Yeshmi Alma, Alma Lismoch. And then he said, he quotes on the line, 600,000 that go every day. The Mishabura quotes, I looked for that in all the Rishonim. B'chol Yom, I didn't find that. Okay, but this is an important issue. But there is another amazing heter that the Aruch HaShulchan quotes here. He says, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, you know what Rishus HaRabim is? If there's only one major thoroughfare to enter the city. Rishus HaRabim. Right? Just like this Gemara. Right? Haderech. Haderech means the unique, amazing road. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, if there are five ways to get into a city, none of them are Rishus HaRabim. Right? Because there are many different pathways to get there. It's not the right, Derech HaRabim, just HaRabim, right, so that is the similar type of drasha to this idea. Okay, again, there's a lot more, but we continue. Derech HaMelech Ein Lashir, right, these types of Mishnayos, which quote five or six different sugis in Shask, afford us the opportunity to touch on a lot of these different issues. Derech HaMelech Ein Lashir, the king wants to go through my property, Ein Lashir. Sha'amelech Poritz Geder La'asos Lo Derech Ve'ein M'machin Biyado, because the king can do whatever he wants, and nobody could stop him. Why could a king do that? If you look in Rashi in Sanhedrin, when he quotes this, Gemara, Rashi quotes there, even for his own private purposes. When it says there, Melech Lasos Lo Derech, Rashi quotes, L'sadehu U'lekarmo. He wants to build a vineyard. The king wants to build a vineyard, he can do it on my property. The context that the Rambam quotes this halacha is in the parak talking about Dini Melchama. Right, so it could be a machlokas, right? The Rambam doesn't say beferish, but it sounds like for the Rambam that the king could only do it if he has a good public reason, you know, to do it. He wants to build a vineyard, right? That might have been, that's the discussion in the Tosfos there. I think it's Tosfos there, right? In Sanhedrin Daf Chaf. Yeah. Tosfos there discusses, Achav. Right, Achav and Navos. Right, remember the tragic story of Achav demands from Navos, "I want your vineyard." Navos says no, and what do they do? His terrible wife Izebel says, "Hire false witnesses," and they hire false witnesses, Bnei Belial, and they end up killing Navos, and that was that. But and later on, Eliyahu Navi says, "Achav, your blood and you know is going to flow in the same place that Navos flowed." So Tosfos though asks. Melech poritz lo geder, Melech does whatever he wants. If Melech wants a vineyard, let him have the vineyard. It was Navos' fault. He was a Morib Malchus. So what did Navos do wrong? Right? Haratzachta v'gam yarashta. Right? He was told. So Tosfos there has four or five answers. One of them is that the king can't do this just for his own personal needs. A king can only do it for the good of the public. Right, he can't just do it for four or five answers there. Tosfos is obviously bothered by this question, right? But that's Tosfos, Chafim Abayz in Sanhedrin, that discusses that issue. The Radak on that Pasuk in Chumash and the Tosfos here are the two main sources for that question in the Rishonim. Vayter, we continue. Says the Gemara, Derech HaKever Ein LaShir. Also the Derech to go to a cemetery, go to a kever. There's no shir, Mishum Yakra Teshichvi. Because of the honor to the mace, Kavod HaMace, and therefore we have Kavod HaMace. We have to allow certain area in the private property for people to walk. Yakra d'shichvi. Yes, we know Kavod HaChai comes before Kavod HaMace. Right? That's why the Gemara says if there's a wedding and a levaya coming down the street, they get to the corner at the same time. Who goes first? The wedding goes first, right? Because Kavod HaChai goes before Kavod HaMace. But there is a concept of Kavod HaMace, and therefore a lot of halachas related to that. And that's what the Gemara says here too. Hamamad. What about the area for the ma'amad that is in the property? Dayani Zipori Amru Bas Tez Dalad Kavod V'Chul. You need that amount. Tana Rabbanan Hamocher Kivra. What if somebody is strapped for money? He sells his family burial plot. Hamocher Kivro. Derech Kivro. Or the pathway to the family burial plot. Mako Ma'amado. Or the place where the Ma'amad is done. Ubeis Hespeda. The place where the Hespedim are done. Bon B'nei Mishpacha. And then the person dies. The seller is a little tough luck on, the buyer is a little tough luck on them. Bon B'nei Mishpacha. V'kovrno al karchum shimbekam Mishpacha. This is our family heritage, our family area, so we could use that. The Rashbam says they have to pay back the money. If the guy bought it, they have to pay him back, you know, for what they're going to take back. But that is what is allowed. The Ramban in Torah Habayis discusses how is this even, how is it, base hespedo, right? The Ramban discusses The Torah Sa'adim is the Ramban, all about Hilchas Avelus and Hilchas other related issues in Kfura. V'hadam rinan, tehecha de laboy espeda lo maspidan le. We have another Gemara, though, that says if somebody doesn't want to be maspid, you have to listen to them. Somebody says in their tzava, I don't want to have a spedim. So you have to listen. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ames. Say that's Ramban. If he sold his, the base espedo, isn't that a reflection that he doesn't want a hesped? And therefore, how can we give him a spedim? So Ramban has a couple of different answers. He didn't say he doesn't want, he needed money. He would rather not have done that. He's not being mochel on the espedim. He needed money. So therefore, yecha hacha zuze anse. And therefore, Bekam Mishpacha wins. Or, you might say, he has three answers there, but it's in the Masada Rav Kook one, page Kuf Chav Beis. He says, even if that is a real reason, but if there's Bekam Mishpacha involved, so then, you know, if there's an overriding reason. Right? Interesting, if you look at the first Pischei Tshuva in Shin Mem Gimel, where he talks about the mitzvah levayis ameis and the mitzvah to do bring a spedim. So the Pischei Tshuva quotes that when the Pnei Yoshua died, I've quoted this before, when the Pnei Yoshua died, he wrote that he didn't want to have any spedim. And the, let me just find it, if not I'll just say it outside, and the Noda Behuda, who was the Gadol HaDor at the time, he said, sorry, we don't have to listen to him because the Dor needs to hear about the Pnei Yoshua. And therefore, they gave a spedim for the Pnei Yoshua, even though he had said in his Tzava, because if it was a greater value, here it's Pekam Mishpacha, other context where it's the covet of the good of the generation, that is what is true. Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote, he knew that they would say things about him, so even though he didn't want it, so he writes, I don't want to spade him, but he could say things, Dvarim ha-ma'orim ha-lev shel ha-am Yisrael. Things that are inspiring, to help them, I forgot the exact lashon, to help them better their actions. So that's, Rav Shlomo's life is about that. So everything we would have said is exactly that. But anyway, that was also by Rav Shlomo Zalman. Tanur Rabbanan, Vayter, Ein pochsin mishiva ma'amados. Well, once we're talking about ma'amad, we don't have less than seven ma'amados. The Rashbam quotes here that it used to be on the way back from the kever. They used to stop seven times, either for nichum or to be marbitzar. Others say kabbalistically to be the shadim that are there and the ruach ra. But that is going away from the kever. Our minhag generally, the Rama quotes this and the poskim quote this, going towards the kever. There is a minhag to stop a certain amount of times. Three times, whatever the minhag is, the different chever kaddishes have different minhagim, and one should always just follow what they do. So, epochsim yishiva ma'amados u'moshavos lameis. Keneged, hevel havalim amar koheles, hevel havalim hakol havel, seven lashonos of hevel. Rabbi Gershom here says, shivas yimei bracious. The person was created, and now that he was taken away, so that's the related to the Shiva Yimei Breishis. The Ritva says here the seven is connected to Vanachon Shukenegat Shiva Dvarim Shaolam Misnaheg Bahem Zera Katzir Korchom Kayitz Choref Yom Laila is one, and they have to realize the seasons and the everything related to the natural world. A person died, and therefore that's it's finished. Amalei Rav Ada Rav Acha Bereid the Rav Ravashi Hechi Abdi. So what do you do? Amalei Kedetanya Amar Rav Yehuda Yehuda, Barishona, Loha Yupokzim, Yishivim Amados, Moshavas Lameis. They used to have seven. Kigon, and what did they say each time? Imdu Yikaram Amodu. Right, the Avelim were told. Right, it makes a difference. If it's on the way there, they're Onanim. On the way back, they're Avelim. Right, after the Kvura. So, Imdu Yikaram Amodu. Wait here, stand here, beloved ones. Shvu Yikaram Shvu. Sit down. Amrulo. They said, if that's what you do, Imkena Peshabbos Motelasos Kain. You should be able to even do this on Shabbos. If that's all that's done, so then you should even be able to do this on Shabbos, they told Rabbi Yehuda. Achte, and related to that, Achte Jeremy Bar Papa, having a Sivale the Rav Avia, she was married, Shchiva, she died. Avad la Mamad Moshav. They did this, Mamad Moshav. Am Rabbi Yosef, Ta Batarti. Rabbi Yosef says, they made a couple of mistakes. Ta Shein Osin Alab Krovin Vuavad Afilu Berachokim. His minhag was to do this even for non-relatives. Right, the non-relatives did this, but the minhag was only to do it. Bekrovim, Rashbam, first wide line, Bekrovim, Krove Hameis, She'ena Misablim, Ba'im Lama'amados, Umoshavos Lakavan Hameis. Distant relatives that aren't mourning, they're the ones that did this, and he did it for non-relatives. Vita, and the second mistake, She'en Osen, Ela Bayom Rishon, Vahu Avad, Biyom She'eni. And also, it was only done Biyom Rishon, the day of the Kfura, and he did it Biyom She'eni. We'll get back to that. Let's continue first. Abaya Amar Banamita. He also made the following mistake. Sheinosin Mela Bebesak Faris. Fuasa Ba'ir. He did it in the place where there wasn't the Minhag. Rava Amar Banamita. Sheinosin Ela Bemakam Shenog. Vahasam Lo Nahug. Pasim lo nahag. Again, the minhagim of today, a lot of inyanim of avelos and kfur have to do with minhag, and once you just follow the minhag of the makom. Meisve, amr lo emkein, apa Shabbos mutter lasos kein. The phrase in the brisa was, even on Shabbos it should be mutter. Vi amr beisak varis, uba yom, rishon, beisak varis, beshabbos my boy. What does that mean even on Shabbos? They're in the cemetery on Shabbos? What are they talking about? In the city close to they buried right before Shabbos. And then they're doing the mamados when it was already Shabbos. That's how you could come up with the Yukimta. Just one final point, and that is, the Gemara talks about here that there could be a difference between day one and after day one. So there is halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Is there any difference between avelus of day one and the avelus of the rest of the days? So generally we say, an avelus chayv and ol mitzvos. So an avelus chayv and ol mitzvos, there's generally no difference between day one and not day one. But in Shin Peches, we know there is one difference, and that is regarding tefillin. Regarding tefillin, based on the pasuk in the Gemara Darshins in Brachas and in Sukkah, then Avel does not wear tefillin on day one. Avel aser laniyach tefillin biyom rishon. Right? An onin doesn't do any mitzvos, but an Avel doesn't wear tefillin on day one. It says biyom rishon. After Netzacham on Yom Sheni, maybe B'diavad even after Amodashach on Yom Sheni, he wears tefillin. The big controversy is the Maritats. The Maritats, quoted right here in the Nodabihu, in the Dagom Erevava, in the Pesachei Tshuva, the Maritats says this only applies where Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura are on the same day. But if Yom HaMisa is one day, which happens often, and Yom HaKfura is the following day, so then, if the Avel still has time, he comes back and he puts on tefillin. The Poskim reject that Maritats. The Dagom Erevava screams about it. He says, we don't find that chilek in the Poskim. No Rishon, no, nobody says that. Yom Rishon of Avelus, even if it's only Avelus Yom Kfura and not Yom Misa. They quote that in some books that the Minog in Yerushalayim is to be Choshish for that Maritats. Again, I want to say, we'll ask about the Minog Yerushalayim, but in general, the Minog Olam is no tefillin on day one, even if the Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura are not the same day. Again, that's another chilek of day one, which we had here by the Ma'amados. There was also a distinction. Again, there's a lot more, but we'll have to stop here, B'Hashem, and we will continue, B'Hashem, tomorrow with the next Mishnah. Okay, and also this year again was in memory of Mira Bazukar, the mother of Mindy Orlinsky. We thank the Orlinsky for the sponsorship.